Okay, another season of five short ideas on the Parsha, Baruch Hashem, Shechinu v'kimenu v'yigyanu v'manazar, for Parsha's Bereishis, Tavshin Pei Aleph, Leon Shabilin's first and foremost, Leili Nishmas, my wife's grandfather's yortzeit is Tamar Necho Zayin Tishrei, Moshe Chaim, and Avram Abba, he's a Neshemesh Shigatinu, have an Aliyah, tremendous Aliyah in Shemayim, Rafur Shlema for Rachel Perabas Esther, Mordechai Yaakov Yudah Ben Rivka, Arya Mazel Tov, Baz Aliyah, Beso Shecho Yisrael. First idea comes to us from the Halakha of Divrei Yisrael, the Majitz. He quotes the Zayda, the Rechezkov Kushmir, the Pasuk says, and Alech Havav, Ayomer Elokim, Nasa Odom, Betzalmenu, Kin Museinu, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, let us make man in our image, as our likeness. Rashi is very quick, and to be able to pick up on, and even if with the risk of the other religions, as I once was on a trip back from Eretz Yisrael, and a priest asked me about this Pasuk, Nasa Odom, what does that mean? Even at the risk, lo nimna akosuv, the pasuk did not refrain here from people thinking that there's anything besides the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Why? Melame derecherech umida sanova shia goldo nimlach and no derishus mina katan. To show you that Kodesh Baruch Hu had the anova, that the greater one should ask proper conduct and proper permission and proper assistance and partnership from the lesser ones. Says the Rechizkov of Kushmir, such a beautiful insight. He says, Lamano Mikan Dafko. We learn the Midah of Anava right over here. Why don't you learn it later on? We learn it right over here. At the beginning of creation, at the beginning of time, at the beginning of everything, to show you that when it comes to anything in life, it's got to start with humility. The Rabbon Hashem started creation with humility. He started with creation to show you that to be anything in life is to be humble. Miyad Babriya Sa'odim Limur HaKadosh Baruch Hu Anava. At the end of the day, for us to be able to realize the godless of Anova doesn't start by Moshe Rabbeinu, doesn't start by Har Sinai, it starts by the Ribbono Shel Olam asking the angels, you want to say the all of creation, different Nishonim have the different Machlokes, what exactly that means. Because of Kushmir says that from the beginning of creation, we see how the godless of Anova. Today was the Kedushas Levi's Yortzeit. Kedushas Levi, Levi Tzuk, but Sarah Sasha, Tzuk, and Aleinu. It says a beautiful insight. Moshe Kibbutz Torah from Sinai, the opening mission of Pirkei Avos. What does it mean Moshe Rabbeinu got the Torah from Sinai? He got the Torah from Hashem. Says the Kedushas Levi, we said this numerous times, but it's important to repeat it, especially on the Yortzeit. He says that Moshe Rabbeinu learned the Midah of Anova from Har Sinai. When the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu went to all the mountains, the entire world, when Hashem gave the Torah on you, and Har Sinai said, I'm the lowest one, I'm the smallest one. And the Rebbeinu Hashem says, no, because you are humble, I'm daf going to give the Torah on you. Moshe learned the Midah of Moshe Anov Mikol Adam. Moshe Rabbeinu learned what it means to be a person. He learned the Midah of Anova from Har Sinai. And this is really, really at the end of the day, this is very Simchas Torah, basically. We just talked about Moshe Rabbeinu's death, and Limamish, the Torah starts with Anova, and the Torah ends with Anova. It's the bookmarks to the entire Torah. Anova, Anova, Anova. We see the Anova by the Ribbono Shel Olam, by Rechezkov Kushmir. We also see it by Moshe Rabbeinu himself. Beautiful insights from Rechezkov Kushmir, quoted by the Divrei Yisrael, his grandson, and from the Kedushas Levi. Moving on to idea number two. The second idea comes to us from Rav Moshe Kubrin, the founder of the Nesiva Shalom, where Stanim comes from. The Sefer Torah Ovos. Ivarach Elokim, and this is in a Beis Gimel. Ivarach Elokim, Asim Hashvi, Chodesh Baruch Hu, blessed the seventh day. Vayikadosh, so he sanctified it. Kivosh Vazikom Lachta, Asher Bara Elokim Lasos. Because at the end of the day, this is when all of his work came to a rest. La Asos. This is when everything came to fruition. He abstained from all his work for he created to do. What does it mean, Tad La Asos? It seems to be like an extra word, says Rav Moshe Kubrin. La Asos means that we have to be like the Ribbono Shel Olam. Ha'odim Nivra Sheyavodos Hashem Mecho Koicho. That the Ribbono Shel Olam, when it was time to rest, he rested. But at the end of the day, he didn't rest until it was time to rest. La Asos, what does the Torah coming to tell us, Rav Moshe Kubrin tells us? Ha'od, we're created in this world to work. Adam, as it says in Adam Amal Yula, we're here in this world to work, to do our best, to have the Mesiris Nefesh, to work on ourselves, to work in our Midos, to take the inspiration that we had from Yom Noram, and now put it into work, put it into our lives. It's very nice to be inspired over Yontif, it's a beautiful thing. Says Rabbi Chumich of Zlachev, it's very easy to go up that mountain. Who's going to stay at the mountain? It's got to be lasos. We have to put it into action. Like my Rabbi Simon quotes the Chavetz Chaim. When we get inspired, when we get desire, you have to put it into a chifetz. You have to put it into an object. Lasos, it's time to do. Whether it be dafyomi, whether it be a little more chesed or davening, a little more patient, a little more kindness, whatever it is, we have to make sure to continuously be growing. Now the Yom Tov and Romer, it's not a time to take our foot off the pedal. It's time to put our money where our mouth is. Even when Neil is over and Hoshana Rabbah is over and Simchas Torah is over, it's a time now to show Hashem Rabbanu, we're emistic. And we like to say this Torah every year, and I think it's important. The Rabbanu Hashem wants to see if we're emis. It's very easy to be a Jew, says the Alexander Rebbe, my Rebbe, Rav Weinberger Shlita, quotes this all the time. To be a good Jew, to be a good Jew during Elul Tishrei, you're busy. What about during Mar Cheshvan? Emes, Elul Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan. When there's not so many things happening, it's just the yard sites. Not so many happen. There's no very big holidays. Okay, we got Rachamim, we got Nasasi, we got the Marinaim, we got the Ish Kodesh, we got Rav Shlomo, we got a lot of yard sites. Baruch Hashem. At the end of the day, who is putting into action? Lasos, says Rav Moshe Kubin. It's time of the Rabbeinu Shem to rest. It's time to rest. But the lasos will come to teach you. We have to be like the Rabbeinu Shem, bechol kocho, all in. We got to be all in on our avodas Hashem. The time to put the money where our mouth is. Beautiful insight from Moshe of Kabrin and from the Alexander Rebbe. Moving on to Din number 3. Din number 3 comes from the Ishbitzer Rebbe, the Meir Shiloach. Ayomer Hashem beiz yirches. Ayomer Hashem Elokim lo tov ayos adam levado eso lo ezer kenedo. Chodesh Baruch says it's not good for a man to be alone. I'm going to make him a helper against him. So in Chabino, Chodesh Baruch makes Chava from Ezer Kenegdo. Beautiful. Says the Meir Shiloach, such a beautiful insight, and this is so important, especially after the Yom Norms. But take this message with us. Ezer Kenegdo. When something is Keneged, when something's hard for us, it's really an Ezer. It's really there to help us. He says the Ishbitzer Rebbe, what's the deeper idea of Ezer Kenegdo? You want to know what you have to grow in? The things that are hardest for you, those are the things you have the most potential in. The things that are hardest for you, Hishmina Sinaim is hard for you, or Lashon Hara is hardest for you, or not cursing is hard for you, or waking up for minions on time, that's where you have the most potential in. Ezelo, Ezer, Ezer, Kenegdo. The Neged is actually your Ezer. That at the end of the day, whatever's hard for you, that ends up being where you have the most potential in. Don't view challenges as challenges, but view them as opportunities to elevate you, to make you better and bigger and better and greater. This is actually an idea from Chafetz Chaim, who said a few weeks ago, Parshas Ekev, the Pasuk says in Ches Tazayin, Parshas Ekev, L'man anoyischa, L'man asoyischa, L'etivcha ba'achrisecha, in order to afflict you, in order to test you, to do good for you in your end. The Chafetz Chaim writes ala Torah. What does this mean? To afflict you. Nasoscha. Lmanasoscha. Nasoscha, he says, comes from the word of naso. And nasoscha means to test, but also means to be elevated. Both concepts fit together, says the Chafetz Chaim. When someone acts in an elevated manner, when he has difficult life tests, he becomes elevated. When things are hard, we get to be elevated. When things are hard for you in your life, says the Chafetz Chaim, Lmanasoscha. They're not just tests. Those are nisyonos, but those raise what builds you. It's the things that break you. At the end of the day, Ezer lo Kenegdo, you're going to have those hard things in your life. When it's Kenegdo, it's really an Ezer. That's what the Sram said. I mean, Nachman talks all about this. When your wife is giving you a hard time, it's not just a hard time. She's there to build you. She's there to build you. And when things are hard in your life, that's Dafka, the place where you have the most potential. What a beautiful insight and a great way to look at our problems and challenges. It's a chas from not a problem and challenge, but those are the places where they're at hardest. Those are the places where you have the greatest opportunity and greatest potential. What a beautiful insight from the Meir Shiloach Ishbitzer and the Chavetz Chaim saying the same idea in Parshas Ekev. Moving on to Dia number 4. Dia number 4 comes to us from the Sefer Or Yitzchak. The Or Yitzchak was the son of Yechiel Michal Zlatchev, which he was one of the earliest Taminim of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. Goes on Gimel Tezvav on the curse to the Nachash. Pasuk says the Eva Ashis Ben Chol Ben Aisha Ben Zarcha Ben Zara Hu Yishchal Roish Ata to Shivano Akev. And put an enmity between you and the woman, and between you and your offspring. Your offspring, he will pound you on the head, and you will hiss at his heel. What does it mean? The deeper idea of Ata to Shivano Akev, you will hiss at his heel. Says the Order Yitzchak on a deeper Chassidish idea. He says. At the Iker Koich, right, we know the Nachash refers to Yitzhahara. Our Zohar tells us, Gemara tells us, that the Yitzhahara refers to the Nachash. Vatatu Shvinu Akev means that the Iker Koich of the Yitzhahara is the Hachshvil as the Adam Ba'aver Sha'od Shehem, Gedder Ram Sha'od Dosh Behem Ba'akevav. The Yitzhahara doesn't go only for the big stuff, it starts with the little things. Dosh Ba'akev, a little minion here, a bracha here, a show here. At the end of the day, the Nachash, the Yitzhahara, knows where does he start? Atatu Shvenu Akev. He starts with the things that you just trample on here. Oh, and Matzitzis, and Minyan, and the little things. That's what it means. But says the Or Yitzchak, but the Tzaddik, a Jew, Afilu Eitzal Tzaddik, Mitzah Shehem, Bechinas Akvayim, who, at the end of the day, he builds up even those little things. They're not little to him. Even Medvarm Gashvim Harosh Mekushal V'chol Barachu V'osu As Achmanalas V'tzono says that the Yushcha Rosh. Rosh is the Lashon of Yisrael. Li Rosh, says the Or Yitzchak. At the end of the day, the Dachash says that even the little things in the world, that's where I can get someone to slip up. That's where I can get a Jew to slip up. But a Jew says, no, even in the small details, in the fine life, I can find the Rabbonu Shalom. And this is exactly what the Shulchan Aruch writes, and how to serve the Rabbonu Shalom every single minute of every single day. We say this all the time. In Siman Reish Laman Aleph, where the Shulchan Aruch writes that a Jew could serve the Rabbonu Shalom in your Achila and Shasiya and Yeshiva, your Halicha, your Yeshiva. Everything is with eating and drinking. Everything is with Yudhe, Yudhe, Yudhe. You have the Rabbonu Shalom in mind, and everything you do in your life, it means you're living a godly life. You're living a Kadosh Baruch Hu 24/7. There's no Hashem now and show Hashem in my daf yomi, and then I have a separate life. As Rav Hunter says, we have a broad. We don't have a double life. We have a broad life. A broad life means that I find the Rabbonu Shalom in everything, in every detail. And the Yitzharav Atat Shvino Akev, the snake, the Nachash tries to bring us down, even when we're not learning, we're davening. But even in the small things, but the Jew knows, the Tzaddik knows to find the Rabbonu Shalom in every detail. That's what it means to be a Jew. In every detail, in every minute of every life, what would the Rabbonu Shalom want from me from here? And that is exactly the bracha of what it means to be a Jew. Of Rosh. What's Rosh? Rosh is found in the word Yisrael, says the Or Yitzchak. Because at the end of the day, a Jew knows what's important and what is essential. That's the word for 2020, essential. Moving on to idea number 5. We go to the story of Kain and Hevel from the Rebbe Rabbunim. Dalad Gimel, Ahimi Kitz Yomim, Vayovak, Vayovak Kayim, Mipri Adama, Minchal Hashem. So it was at the end of these days, and Kayim brought from the fruits of the land a Mincha to Hashem. Says the Rabbi Simcha of Bonim, you know where Kayim went wrong? The opening went right there. Vayihi. The Chisarn of Kayim is that he did a Mitoch Tsar. He did because he had to. Mitoch Tsar. Because I had to bench. I had to bring a carbon. I had to. Rami, you know, the Gemara tells us, Vayihi is Milashem Tsar, and Vayihi is Milashem Simcha. When it's Vayihi, of course you're going to end up with Tsar. Because at the end of the day, his Chisron was because he had to. He brought the carbon because he had to. He had to keep up with the Joneses. He had to keep up with the Bar Mitzvahs here and the Bar Mitzvahs there. At the end of the day, what it means to be a Jew is in the next Pasuk. Says the Rebbe Rabban, Vehevel Hevi Gamhu Mibichor Tzono Mechavayan. It says Gamhu. What does Gamu mean? That he was Sameach Simcha Gedoyle B'Avodas Boro. Gamu means that he was happy with what he brought. He was happy with what he had, not because he had to, but because he wanted to. Gamu, Hevel, Gamu. He was Sameach in Avodas Hashem. And this is Rabbi Nachman was screaming about his entire life. Simcha B'Avodas Hashem. And specifically, it's when it comes to Simcha, when it comes to davening. We should have to make sure to always make sure to be able to remember Simcha, not just to get davening over with, but we have to be happy when we're davening. We're creating with the Boshrom. And Simcha and Avodas Hashem, a blazer Gelzaler, the late Rosh Yeshiva in our blazer, it says he used to go out to every bach in the yeshiva and tell him good morning and make a good joke. And he would say when he was done with the rounds, he said to his chevra, I feel like now my half of my job is done. Half of my job is done is to be able to make sure that other people are up to simcha. How important is this for us? But to be able to ask for it to fear simcha and avodas Hashem, but to make sure we feel other, make sure we bring simcha to others. Simcha, Zman Simcha Seinu is over. That doesn't mean that the time to be simcha is over. No. We have to be able to make sure. Like Rabbi Gober quoted, we say, Al tashchenem lefanecha, ruach katshecha, al tikach mimenu. The ruach katshecha, I think the Tzvasem is the Chudashurim, one of the Gerei Rebbe says, the ruach katshecha, that holy times that we just went through, it shouldn't leave us. The simcha now should be mamish, boiling in our blood. We have to make sure that we take that simcha, not only to have simcha for us and our Avodas Hashem, be able to spread the simcha to others. Yes, Kain, this is what Kain didn't have. This is what brought him down. And Gamhu, by Hevel, that's what brought him up. Gamu said the Rebbe Munim. Gamu kilomer, but odero chai samech simcha gedoyla. We have to have simcha in Avodas Hashem, but also to bring simcha to others. Beautiful insight from the Rebbe Bunim in the Savior. Kol simcha, how appropriate from simcha bunim. Moving on, and let's just review these 5 ideas. We start off with the Divi Yisrael, according to the Rebbe, his grandfather, Rebbe Chazkel of Kuzmir. What does it mean? At the end of the day, we saw that he said, "Natsa ad on mitzalmeinu kinusenu." Rashi says that we saw the Chodesh Baruch Hu, his great anava. Even though this might give people the ability to say, "Oh, maybe there'll be other chas v'shalom, other things besides the Chodesh Baruch Hu," we see the Rabbonu Shel Anava from the beginning of time. And Dafka says, "Chazkos Kushmir." We learn from the beginning of time to show you that this, how important is the trait of anava for us to be able to have in our own lives, and specifically in our lives. And that was the word of the Kiddush Levi, Moksha Kibbut Torah Misinai. What do you mean? He got the Torah from? He got the Torah from Hashem? No, he learned the midah of anava from Hashem. He learned the midah of anava from Har Sinai. Baruch went to all the mountains in the world, and the Har Sinai said, "Why me? Tafka you, Rabbanu Shem said, because you are humble. I'm going to give Moshe learn the Midah of Anava from Har Sinai, the greatness of the Midah of Anava, how important is us to be able to have that, and that we already learn that from the outset, from creation of time, from the Rosh. Moving on to idea number two, Rav Moshe Rukubin says, when the Pasuk says, by Kiddush and Shabbos, when it's time to work, lasos means lasos, that a Jew's got to do everything to be like the Rabbon Shem, Ahuruchim, Avatarachim, we have to be lasos. The Rabbon Shem is lasos. What does it mean, lasos? That you're going all in for the Rabbon Shem, all out. We're going all out for a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And that was the idea we said from the Alexander Rebbe, from the Rav Weinberger quoted, it's very easy to be a good Jew in El and Tishrei. What about in Mar Cheshvan? Emes, El Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, to go all out for the Rebbeinu Shem and Mesir Snefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The third idea was said for the Me'er Shiloch, Ezer Lo Ezer Kenegdo, the Rebbeinu Shem says to Adam, I'm going to give you an Ezer Kenegdo, a helper. But says the Me'er Shiloch, and a deeper idea, Ezer Lo Ezer Kenegdo, the things that are Keneged, the things that are hard for us, that's actually the Ezer. The things that are hardest for us, that's what we actually have the most potential for. And that's what the Chofetz Chaim says in Parshas Ekev, Laman Nasoscha, Nasoscha, the tests are actually things that raise us up, the things that be able to elevate us. When we go through hard times and Nisyonos, those are the things that make us the greater things. They're not, those aren't hardships, but they're opportunities for the potential. And that's what the Ezer Kenegdo, when the things are Keneged, they're really the biggest Ezer. The fourth idea we said from the Or Yitzchak, Vatatu Shvenu Akev, by the Nachash, that you're going to be at the bottom of Yisrael's heel, because the Nachash always looks for the little things in life for us to be able to get swallowed up on. And the Ezer goes for the little things, and bracha here, and bracha there. But the Jew knows at the end of the day, a Jew knows the Atah, excuse me, Hu Yishvah Rosh. Rosh means that the Rosh, we're always going to be Li Rosh, Yisrael, we're always going to be, have the, even the minor details in our lives, like the Shechon Archez, Achila, Yeshiva, Yeshiva, Reish Lam and Aleph, everything in our lives, not davening and learning is Chesed, just not, that's, those are the big three. But we have the Rosh on anything in our lives, every detail in our lives is with Kadosh Baruch Hu's mindset, and Kadosh Baruch Hu's imprint, and everything we do in our lives. Finally, the final idea about Simcha, at the end of the day, this is where Kain went wrong. When it says Vayihi miketz yamim, and it was after a period of time. What's Vayihi? We know Gemara Megill says him Nalshon Sar, because he had to. It was Chisaron. He was doing it because he had to daven. I had to betcha. What about because he wanted to? That's a Hevel. Hevel Hevi Gamhu Mikharsono. And the Rebbe Rabbanim says that Gamhu is the Lashon of Simcha. And he also got to. He felt Simcha in the Nevorosh Hashem. And this is Rabbi Nachum talked about all by having Simcha always in the Nevorosh Hashem, and specifically when it comes to davening. And Rabbi Blazer said specifically when it comes to Simcha, to be able to bring Simcha to others. He said, oh, now my job is halfway done. When I'm able to say good morning to everyone, make others feel good. And that's what Rabbi Goldberg quoted. Now that we're leaving these holy times, we shouldn't lose out on the Kedusha of those times. Like when you walk through a Macy's and Nordstrom's, or when you used to go through a mall, and you smell that perfume, you get affected. We want to get affected, says Rabbi Goldberg. We want to get affected by the Yom Tov, to take it with us. At the end of the day, we want to take Zman Simcha Sinu with us. And that's exactly why where Kain went wrong. Kain, because his life was a Vayihi. I had to. But Gamu's Hevel's, Gamu's a Simcha, which we talk about, to take these lessons of Anava. We see the Anava from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We see our Snefesh to go all in for the Rabbeinu Shem, especially after the Yamin Tovim are over. That's to see if we're Emes to do or not. And at the end of the day, to be able to know that the struggles are actually what makes us great. That's exactly where we have the most potential in. To be able to know at the end of the day, to find HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even in the minor details, there's nothing minor in our Avodas Hashem. And finally, to have Simcha in Avodas Hashem, Simcha in everything we do, and Avodas Hashem to be able to bring Simchas to others as well. Gemar Chesvitova, Okay Kvitol, Shkoch.